Hi, we have a new retirement app. It projects retirement or does a long-term spending plan. To get at it, go to our website, aiofinancial.com. Click on resources. You'll be asked to enter an email and a password, and then you will register. If you're registering for the first time, it'll take you to a registration page. You'll enter a bunch of information about the people, yourself, or you can enter for two people. You will have assets, debt, income, and expenses. Also, how much you're saving. You'll enter status if you want to include two people, date of birth, retirement age, life expectancy, and then inflation that you want to assume, and if you want to consider U.S. taxes. I entered some data for, I put in myself, I put in a partner, and then I have assets. And so when entering assets, you put the amount. You can put in at the what growth rate, and you can do custom growth rate, but you can do whatever growth rate you would like to assume. The type of account or ownership you'd have, and then you also want to make sure you include, is it a tax-deferred account or a taxable account? If you are looking at taxes, then that would be an option, and it will make an impact. Same with home. There are tax consequences for selling. So entering real estate, you put in the current market value, ownership, when selling. I just picked in age. You have lots of options for when you want to put in it sells. Growth rate, you can whatever you want to assume for growth rate of the asset. And then where will the proceeds go when you do sell it? And if it's a primary residence, you do get an exclusion. So that's included in the program, a tax for capital gains and the cost basis. Same with personal property. I put in a vehicle. I said that we're not selling it. But if you are selling personal property, that would be included in the retirement plan. I included a tax deferred account. So all the money coming out of that will be taxed. You can put in debt. I just put in a mortgage. What kind of payments? That's a pretty low interest rate. I'll put 7%. And this is connected. The debt is connected to what asset? And so I'm putting it's connected to a home, save. And we've also got income. So I put in current income going up with inflation that I'm currently receiving this income and it'll stop at my retirement age. We also put in Social Security. I just put in one Social Security that starts after my retirement and I have it going till I pass. And then I could put in another for the partner and if they're getting half of mine or her own Social Security, that would be included. Expenses. Now you can have ongoing expenses. I, for simplicity, just put in current spending and additional spending. You can also add travel budget or you could add buying a vehicle or certain events that happen. You just have for how long is that expense going on? When does it start? When does it stop? Does it increase over time? What type of expense is it? And then savings. They want to know what kind of savings you have. It's assumed that any money that isn't saved is just spent. So there's not, it's not growing your portfolio if there is more income than expenses. That's an important assumption we have. If there are, is less, if there's more expenses than income, then your assets go down. If there's more income than expenses, unless it's saved, it gets spent. It's assumed that it's getting spent. Once you have those entered, you can look at, and they have a couple different display options, but you can look at the assets over time. The IRA account, the investment account, when the home, when it sells, it converts into the investment account. That's what I put in that I wanted to happen. And then there are very tiny car, the vehicle, and the bank accounts way down here, just a small amount. You can also look at the income assumptions. And what I have is just paycheck going up with inflation. I have Social Security going up with inflation, and then nothing for the remainder of the plan. This is assuming the partner is still alive and there's just no income. Expenses, we have got current spending and future spending, retirement spending. Those are the assumptions I put in for income. And so this is, you can play with some different factors and see how the plan works out. Is there enough money to have this type of expense? And then there is a detailed report that you could see, and it gives you all of the assumptions, all of the different accounts, and how they work out over time. You can see investment accounts, savings accounts, debt disappearing, the home, when that gets sold, that disappears. You can download this report. It'll come out as an Excel type file. This app allows you to see what long-term financial planning looks like, or what your long-term financial plan looks like. If you have a certain retirement lifestyle that you want to have, it'll help you set targets and goals for what kind of assets you're going to have or how much you're going to need to reach your objectives. You can also look at it as, given the plan you have, how much savings you have, how much you're planning on saving, what kind of lifestyle you're going to end up with, or what you could end up with later. So you can, all of these are adjustable. You could change different numbers to see how this plan works out. How much will be left over at the end? And is that a plan you're happy with? If you do have plans to leave money, this will show you how much will be left in your estate at the end of your plan or life. This app is completely free. We have other resources on our website. We are AIO Financial, a fee-only financial planning firm. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. Our contact information is on the website. We'd be glad to answer any questions. I'd love to hear feedback about the app. We offer a free meeting. Feel free to schedule a free meeting. Our scheduler allows you to set up a meeting, whatever time works best for you. Make sure you select your time zone. It's absolutely free. Thank you. I appreciate it.